Democrat Charles Schumer's take on the political deadlock in Washington? Just let lawmakers vote on the payroll tax cut legislation as it stands now. He thinks the House of Representatives would pass the proposal that the Senate already approved last weekend. It extends the tax cuts for 2 months. Schumer says Democrats thought the Republican-controlled House would go along with the legislation and doesn't want to start negotiating again on the issue now.
If we try to get into more negotiations, it's sort of like negotiating with Speaker Boehner sometimes is like trying to tack Jell-O to the wall. It's impossible to do, and the goalpost keeps moving back and moving back and moving back.
Schumer contends Congress shouldn't let small groups of lawmakers on the far right or far left dictate what's happening, and he says he believes it's the Tea Party representatives who forced the House Speaker to pull his support from the legislation. Democrats and Republicans do agree on one thing, though. The tax cuts should be extended. If they are, it means $1,000 extra for the average taxpayer in the coming year. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.